My sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you from the wonderful island nation of Sri Lanka. Slightly drizzly right now, but as always, it is all good in Christ Jesus. Come rain or shine, come hell or high water, doesn't matter. It is all good in Christ, because within, we've already won. Within, the battle is already finished. And that which is within will eventually come without. Because when this life is over, everything that is on the inside is going to be revealed for what it is. And everything on the outside perishes. That which you can see with the natural eyes, with the natural ears, hear and understand, all of that is on the way out. Only here for a window, a transitory period of time. That which is within is what lasts. That which is within is what's true. You know, I had an email from somebody sent in. They didn't put a name with it. You know, people do write in. We get interesting mails every now and then. But somebody asked if we were New Age because of... and then, of course, you know, when people throw out certain statements, then they try to, shortly after that, malign or bring division or do something. You know, and try to always show you, hey, if you're not, here's the way to sort of make yourself okay in our eyes. And, you know, they tried to say something against a couple buddies of ours. Well, actually, one buddy of ours in particular, who broadcasts and publishes and does some wonderful stuff online and ministers to a ton of people. And, first of all, my question is, what does anybody mean by New Age? You know, what's funny is people have all of these terms and terminologies that they use to try to define themselves. You know, I think man is constantly looking for some way, some means of quantifying, qualifying, putting people in boxes to make them fit their paradigm. And when something doesn't fit, it's a misfit. It doesn't fit. And the people of God, we are misfits in this world because we do not fit. We've missed the fit into their system, i.e. we are on the outside, i.e. we are not New Age or denominational, or you just go down your list of whatever you want to call things. No, you and I are followers of Christ, of the living God, of the Spirit of the living God, doing whatever it is that He would have us to do, saying whatever it is that He would have us to say, living the life that He would have us to live. That is who we are. And you and I, that is the call for every child of God. That is the way that we continue forward. Hey, sweetie, I'm there in about 10 minutes. All right, bye. Bye. So you and I are children of the living God. You and I are followers of Christ. You and I will never be defined by the world and the world system. You know why? Because, see, a follower of Christ It is not what you do. It is who you are. That's within. And that's why, for the children of God, what we do can change on a dime. Because what we do is not who we are. So, for us, we can change. When you talk about your vocation, when you talk about what you're doing this day, you know something that's kind of interesting for me? I've looked back on my life since I really, you know, sought God's presence and leading and guiding. And you know, in about every 2 years or so, what I've noticed is God has dramatically changed my my circumstances, my situation, my involvements when it came to work, my life experiences changed dramatically every couple of years. And it's been quite interesting because you know, that, I mean, usually people go on a career path as such. You know, switch and switch and switch and then switch again. And mind you, every time God granting success in whatever it is that He would have us to put our hands to, as we do all things as unto Christ and not unto men, as God gives you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to do that which otherwise you could not do, and enables you to be quicker, faster, stronger, better than anything that the world has to offer. How and why does He do that? It's His prerogative. It's His people. You know, God is looking for those that worship Him in spirit and in truth. And how do you and I worship Him in spirit and in truth? Well, one is, where is your spirit aligned? What is your spirit pointing to? Because if your spirit is not pointing to Him, you can say or do whatever, but your heart is somewhere else. The core of your being is somewhere else. And truth, you know, God doesn't want a contradiction. You know, truth is ultimately perfectly aligned. That which is truth, that which is truth is always true. You know, I'll say it again. That which is truth is always true. It doesn't change. No matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, truth remains true. You know, I had a buddy one time, he was telling me, he said, Govinda, he said, I am not smart enough to be a liar. And I was like, well, what do you mean? He's like, well, he's like, when you lie, you always got to remember what you said last. And he said, you know, I'm not that smart. He said, but when you tell the truth, you never have to remember what you said last. The truth is always true. So when you tell the truth, you can just speak the truth. It's cool. When you tell the truth, you never have to remember what you said last. That's why it's so funny to watch these politicians squirm like worms on a hook, just stuck whenever they get caught once and again in their lie. And you know what happens is between the controlled communication outlets that seek to cover for them and for each other and have certain political bents because people fulfill their political agendas and so they favor one over the other. But still, you know what? All it does is it's just a big cesspool of lies and corruption. And as it just continues to go forward, as it, you know, progresses in their agenda, they just are revealed more and more for how broke, bankrupt, ridiculous they are. You know, there is no peace for a worlder. There is no peace that they can have now or that they can look forward to. There may be a cessation of hostilities outside of them, i.e. they might get, you know, a fancy house in a quiet area, in a secluded, gated community, or in a penthouse somewhere where all the noise is down and below, but there's no peace, because inside they're dead. Inside they're chewed up, and they know it. They know there's nothing there for them, and they go on from no peace within and being dead within to being dead eternally and cut off eternally. That is the only thing they have to anticipate. I don't want to say look forward to, because even though it's true and that's what it is, but you know, how can you look forward to that? No, there is no peace for the worlder. There is no joy for the destructive, demonic thief that comes to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. There is no peace for those that are on that side. Whereas the children of God, the Father's granted us peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. It's what Jesus said. I give you not as the world gives. Jesus gave his peace to us, to you and I. He came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. He came as the Prince of Peace into this fallen world and established his kingdom that is within. And that kingdom has grown and has filled the whole earth. That kingdom has grown, and Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven, in this earthen vessel, in your life, in my life. Lord God, grow and fill this entire life. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Let this vessel be a complete living embodiment, an example, an ambassador for Christ. Let your truth reign in and through this vessel to do that which you have to be done, to show forth yourself as you would choose to in this time, in this way. You know what? You gotta stop worrying. You gotta stop being perplexed. You gotta stop just agonizing over the things that really are above your pay grade. Saying that metaphorically. Look, there's a lot of things. Look, David said, I have not concerned myself with things too high for me. You know, you can worry about climate change. What are you going to do about it? You can worry about wars and rumors of wars. What are you going to do about it? What did Jesus say about that? Matthew chapter 24. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars and the famine, plagues, pestilence in various places, kingdoms rising up against kingdoms and nations against nations, he said, be not troubled. Be not troubled, for all of these things must come to pass. So if he says, be not troubled, why are you troubled? Aha! You know, that's one of the things, I think, for the follower of Christ, that is part of the discipline, that is part of the discipleship process that he has to do, of taking us through and getting us to the place, which is why I think we have to face these circumstances over and over and again in order to solidify this in our hearts. You got to keep getting put once and over and again into a troubled situation, into a trial, just so that you keep realizing once and again that he's going to pull you out and pull you through. Take you through, I should say. Because it's better for you to go through than to get out. If you get out, you might have to go back in again just so that you learn what God has for you to learn. But when you go through, you've accomplished, you've fulfilled, you've overcome. and that you can move on to the next level. But God would have you to go through. But, you know, for whatever reason, people limit themselves because they refuse to follow the expressed will of God, the expressed word of God. What He has shown, if you would follow that, you would experience the fullness of what God has for you. If you choose to ignore that, it limits your life. You'll only experience part, but not all of what God has for you. I tell you, it's all good in Christ Jesus. It's all good. There is nothing in this life that can separate you and I from the love of God. Nothing in this world is sufficient to keep His love away from you. Now, you can turn your back on it because God respects free will and respects your choice, but He will not turn away from you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will always be with you. His glory will be your rear guard. And as you trust in Him, He will carry you through. You know, trust is built over time. You know, it's funny for me sometimes. Some of the work that I've done, it's always funny for me when people come up to me and one of the first things that they tell me is, oh, trust me. Oh, you can trust me. Why would they tell me that unless there was something deficient in their character that they would have to tell me that to reinforce it or to make me believe something that I wouldn't believe otherwise? To communicate a piece of knowledge to me that they believe I should know that I wouldn't know or understand otherwise, right? Now, it's always funny for me when people say, trust me. Because usually, if somebody tells me to trust them, that's probably a good indicator that I should be a little bit leery. That I should be a little bit cautious. But trust is built over time. And trust is broken very quickly. See, that's the thing. That's why in marriages, when spouses cheat on each other, when they break their marriage vows, trust is broken. And all of that relationship that was built up over time, that relationship, that foundation that was built up over time of a mutual bond, a mutual commitment, a mutual vow taken to one another before God, when that is broken, trust is gone. Trust is broken. It's shattered. And some people, by God's grace, some people choose to work to rebuild that. And others choose to move on. But, you know, that trust that was built over time is broken so quickly. You know, it's easy to destroy. It is hard to build. It is easy to steal. It is hard to earn. Harder to earn. It is easy to go the way of the world. It is harder to go the way of Christ. Anything that is worthwhile requires a commitment and requires a degree of sacrifice. It requires a degree of discipline. Christ Jesus, He did it for us so that you and I didn't have to. But it still cost. It cost Him, so He paid for it. And through His grace, through His love for us, through the blood of Christ Jesus, the Son of the living God, through what He did for us, you and I are set free. You and I have a new beginning. you and I have the chance to follow him. And when we follow him, we follow in his footsteps. And when we follow in his footsteps, he does the same thing to us that he did to himself. He takes you to your death, to the death of yourself, in order that you might truly live. And that is God's intention for you, that you and I would truly, wonderfully live the abundant life intended for us in Christ Jesus. So with that, hey, my time is up. Well, my drive is over. So hey, God bless you guys. Love you. Keep on keeping on. Again, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you. All right, hey, catch up with you soon. God bless you. Bye. Yeah.